Arthur Nichols. That was not the end of my sadness. Anne, too, became ill. She could not breathe. She coughed. Her face was white. But she was more sensible than Emily. She took all her medicines and did everything the doctors said. It didn't help much. In the spring, she said she wanted to go to the sea, to a warmer place. The doctors told her to wait. I thought she would die before she went. At last, in May, Charlotte went away with her. They went to York first, where they visited a wonderful church, York Minster. "If men can make something as beautiful as this," Anne whispered, "what is God's real home like?" Charlotte told me this in a letter she sent from Scarborough, a town by the sea on the northeast coast. On 26th May, Anne rode a donkey on the beach, the letter said. "She was very happy, Papa. Afterwards, we went to church and then sat and watched the sea for a long time. On the 28th, she was too ill to go out. She died quietly at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. She will be buried in a graveyard near the sea." Anne was the baby of the family, the youngest and prettiest of them all. Before she died, she wrote another book, The Tenant of Wildfell Hall, about a woman who left her cruel husband. She was proud of it, and so was I. She was 29 years old. "I don't want to die, Papa," she said. "I have too many ideas in my head, too many books to write." When Charlotte came home, the dogs barked happily. Perhaps they thought Anne and Emily and Branwell were coming home too. I don't know. But it was only Charlotte, the smallest of all my children. Not the prettiest, not the strongest, not the strangest. God had taken all those for himself. He had left me with the one who would become the most famous, and the one who nearly had a child. Charlotte wrote 2 more books, Shirley, about a strong, brave woman like her sister Emily, and Villette, about love between a teacher and a pupil. But Jane Eyre was her most famous book. Everyone in England talked about it. Everyone wanted to read it.